Hello and welcome to Be Lifted with me, Todd Brown, offering you regular encouragement that you might grow in the unique and full call that God has placed on your life. As each and every one of us is called, we're called to be influential, we're called to be impactful in every single endeavor of life that we might be used for the advancement of God's kingdom. And it truly is my hope that every time that we get together, these moments are lifting you to be just a little bit better today than what you were yesterday in making that kingdom impact through your kingdom influence for the advancement of God's kingdom. So look, let's go ahead and get into today's topic, which is entitled Having Enough. You know, in Luke chapter 12, verses 20 through 21, the word of the Lord says this, "But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." You know, my brothers and sisters, I have this question as we begin this time together, this moment of sharing. And the question is this: how much is enough? The Holy Spirit will lead couples to God's heart for them in answer to this question. Fear says there is never enough, but faith says the Lord's provision is enough. Considering he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. You know, this doesn't mean we don't plan well. It does mean that we do not obsess over building bigger barns. Instead, we place our trust in our large and in charge Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The parable that was read, Jesus unpacks, is packed full of emotion, wisdom, and also warning. He calls out a prosperous man for his foolishness, short-sightedness, self-indulgence, and self-deception. The productive man deceptively thought he owned his possessions. He didn't realize that he's just a steward of what the Lord blessed him with, truly for what it ever really is that he was purposing him for. Because all that we have is actually to fulfill the purposes that God has placed on our life. So this man, this productive man who thought he owned his possessions, talked about my crops, my barns, my grain, myself. The farmer even missed stating the obvious: the creator of the soil, the creator of his soul, and the creator of his harvest was the Almighty God. This foolish man failed to be rich toward God by living for himself. Are we guilty of doing that? Listen to this in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 8 through 9. "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever." So let me ask this question. Am I building my barns bigger, or am I building God's barns better? Jesus, with striking contrast, transitions from two brothers bickering over their inheritance to illustrate a heart of greed. Subtly, wealth can simultaneously focus on the need for stuff with less of a felt need for God. If I act like I am the owner of my possessions, then the acquisition of more possessions becomes my motivation. But if I live like the Lord is the owner of my stuff, in other words, a spirit of stewardship, then I am literally his steward. Then the distribution of his possessions becomes my passion. Woo! Did you hear that? Generosity starves greed, and greed chokes out generosity. Did you hear what I just said? Now, as followers of Jesus, if we focus on becoming more like Christ, others will look to learn about following Christ. Being rich toward God is valuing what God values over ourselves. So here are some questions we can pray in and how we can be rich toward God. One, dear Lord, how do you love me and how do you want me to love others? Number two, dear Lord, how can I build your barns better and avoid building my barns bigger? Number three, dear Lord, as my possessions increase, how can I increase my need for you and increase my generosity? Number four, dear Lord, what is your heart for the possessions I manage for you that I might be a good steward over all you've blessed me with? Number five, dear Lord, how can I be wise and not foolish in your eyes? Number six, dear Lord, show me the peril to my soul of meeting the demands of bigger barns for me. Number seven, dear Lord, show me regularly, continually, how you and what you have given me is enough. So, what does it mean to be rich toward God? It means to treasure what he treasures. My relationship with him and others, lost souls, love, and compassion for hurting human beings. To be rich toward God is to be rich in good deeds, rich in generosity, rich in relationship, rich in love. So I leave you with this as I get ready to bid you adieu today from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. It says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Beloved, you've just been lifted. Go and continue to be great, stewarding all that the Lord has blessed you with, because the God you have is more than enough. And the life he's given you is a life of great abundance. You, beloved, are blessed to be a blessing. So with every blessing, take the portion that is yours, but also remember that there is a portion that, of course, belongs to the Lord, and a portion of that blessing that is supposed to be given to somebody else. So, if this has been a blessing to you, take the time to share with somebody else. And of course, until we get together again, abundant grace, peace, and love.